Hey, everybody, it's Rick. And if you're enjoying the Vertafore Insurance podcast, you should definitely check out Accelerate, powered by NetView. This is our huge InsurTech conference happening in April of 2020. And it is the event to attend for everything from networking, thought leadership, learning how to grow your agency, meeting new technology partners, and much, much more. Accelerate is happening in Minneapolis from April 29th through May 2nd. And you can learn more at www.netviewaccelerate.com. That's all one word, netviewaccelerate.com.
Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, the VIP. I am Rick Fox, the host, and this will be our second iteration of Rick's InsurRant. I'm very excited about this one. This one is coming right before the week of Thanksgiving, so we're going to talk about Thanksgiving and giving thanks. But before I do, a little bit of housekeeping. We're getting such incredible feedback right now, but we want more. We want you to tell us. I would love for you to reach out to me on LinkedIn. Give me some ideas, some suggestions of either topics for the InsurRant or other guests that are just going to really help our industry with great information and great content. So please let me know that. Subscribe as well if you're on Apple or Google or wherever you get Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, go subscribe, give us a review if you like what we're doing. But like I said, I'm getting more and more notes from people with great insight, great positive support, and we're really enjoying that. But I do want to do this, one more piece of housekeeping, which is next week, Thanksgiving week, we will not be running our normal podcast. Oh no. But yes, we do have a good replacement. We're going to air the live roundtable webinar that we recorded a few months ago on connectivity with Ryan Deeds, Chris Klein, Joyce Sigler, and our own Sharmila Ray. So next week, instead of our usual weekly guest interview podcast, you will get an audio version, podcast version of that webinar. If you've already seen it or heard it, great. Listen again. If you haven't, it is a must listen. There is incredibly good information coming from those people. So this is, again, the second episode of our new take on this, the InsurRant. And since we're leading into Thanksgiving, I thought it would be a perfect time to kind of, as I was thinking about it, I thought, okay, what does Thanksgiving mean? And it's quite frankly, giving thanks. That's what it is. So I started to look at it that from the perspective of us here in the insurance agency. And before I get to that, I want to do my own giving of thanks. First and foremost, like I mentioned at the beginning, what an incredible fun thing this is that we've been able to do this. And I am so thankful that all of our listeners are supportive and coming back and telling their friends and doing all the things they're doing, really humbled by all of the support that we're receiving. And I'm really thankful to this platform, a company like Vertafore that understands how important thought leadership is, that supports what we're doing. I'm very, very, very thankful to my team, Dylan Braun, our producer, Ellen Lichtenstein, who just joined the team and is now doing a lot of our writing and also helping with production. Just really happy we're doing this. And I am, as I said, humbled by all the great support we're getting. Okay. So that's me giving thanks for this podcast and for the opportunity to be with you every week. And now let's talk about what I came up with on this rant. So Thanksgiving, one, obviously a great week because we work 3 days and we get 4 days off. So just start there. It's like an extended weekend and those are always fun. But for me, I looked at it from a different perspective. When I was thinking about it, the idea of Thanksgiving and giving thanks, I looked at it with sort of two lenses. The first lens was, are we as an agency or as an industry, if you're a carrier, but let's talk specifically about agencies. Are we giving enough thanks to our customers? These are the people that are out there that have chosen you as their agent, that have paid money to you and supported you as an agency, are we giving enough thanks to our people? Now, that comes in many, many ways. Obviously, I'm hoping, if at the very least, the bare minimum is your agency is sending out some version of a Thanksgiving thank you note. But if that postcard or that email is the typical happy Thanksgiving with the picture of the cornucopia, are you doing enough to really show that you are thankful? Now, think about that. I mean, it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to act it. So what I mean by that is genuinely being thankful to your customers for being part of your tribe, for being part of the community that is your agency. So where I go with that is, okay, one, it's great. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. We've sent the note. We checked the box. That's not really enough. I think that this is the time of year, as we mentioned in the last Insure Rant, you know, it's the holiday season. And so I think something more personalized, you know, and maybe if they're used to getting something from, you know, you, the CSR, or you, the producer, maybe there's a personalized note from the owner or the principal. Or if you're a CSR, maybe it's from the commercial lines manager, if they're a commercial lines account. But spend a couple extra minutes and genuinely show thanks, because like we get so wrapped up in our day that I don't think we normally just think, well, you know, I'm so thankful I have these customers. Most of the time it's like, oh no, that customer is calling again. But let's back a step up and think, right? These are the people that are paying the bills. These are the people that are paying my salary. These are the people that are keeping the agency growing, and showing that personalized thank you and appreciation, I think, is crucial. And I think we should be doing that a lot. Communication, added value, the things that we should be doing as an agency, that is becoming table stakes for what is an expectation by our customer. But this time of year, today is Thursday, you have a week till Thanksgiving, spend a few hours, a few minutes, whatever it takes, and personally thank people that are part of your agency, that are paying you money, that have been loyal customers and maybe never filed a claim, maybe never come to a point where they've needed you yet. But let's be appreciative of that. And I think another way to do that, one is just the actual thank you, we really appreciate you being a customer. The other is to give value, or in this case, and during this time of year, to give guidance. It is a season when things are different. You know, we're getting families together, snow's starting to come. There's all of the different things that come with the season, the holidays and the winter. But I think what you have is an opportunity to show your value and appreciation by giving tips, giving ideas, sort of the how-tos of the season. And I'll get to that later in the episode when we talk about some things that most of you in the insurance space probably know, but your average consumer might not. And I think where that the other piece of this on that side of the giving thanks as an agency owner, as a manager, as whatever role you play in the agency, is making sure we're appreciating our staff. We all know, and I've been doing this for way too many years, this industry is chock full of work. It is, your days are busy. Your hair is on fire a lot. So if you're the owner, if you run a team, maybe it's just a coworker, First and foremost, the easiest way is to say thank you. Say, I appreciate you. Give thanks for what someone else in your office is doing, or someone that reports directly to you. Give them the respect and the appreciation that they deserve. I think here's why I think this is what employees appreciate. Now, I'll just kind of make a quick list of things that are important. They want to be told thank you, you're doing a great job. Okay. Next, and right near the top of that list also is they want to make sure that you have direction from the top, that they have direction from the top, and that everyone above them is bought in. And I mean all the way to the top, that everyone's buying into the concept, to the strategy. This goes back to planning for 2020. If you didn't listen to the Halloween Insure Rant, go download it, listen to it, subscribe. Again, remember, subscribe, love it. But appreciating those people through giving them direction and getting everybody bought in is implied appreciation, which I think goes a long way in an agency. And your producers, if you're a commercial lines manager, the CSRs that report to you, empowering them to be good at their jobs and to not just check a box or not just go through their list and do what they're told to do, but empowering employees to be better, to be thinkers, to do things that, you know, thinking of ways to be better and then trying those ways. That empowerment is a sign of appreciation, that you appreciate the work they're doing, you appreciate them as an employee. And I think finally that all bleeds into culture. You know what I mean? That is how that works. I can give you a great example. We had, when I was an agency owner and it was Thanksgiving, we had a big customer who was a general contractor and they were going to work all the way through the weekend. So Thursday afternoon, Thanksgiving afternoon, I think I got a text or one of our producers got a text from this person saying, "Hey, I got to be on job site tomorrow and I need a certificate of insurance and I need it at 6 a.m. Friday after Thanksgiving." You know, he's stressed out. We know you got to have those certificates to get on job sites, you know, things like that. And this is, you know, it's a couple years ago when we didn't just pop it up on our web-based thing and print it up. Somebody had to go to the office. And one of our commercial lines manager said, "I'll do it." Didn't even blink. Left the family Thanksgiving, you know, after the meal, but before the turkey coma hit, and went down to the office, which was like a 15-mile drive. And this was it was when I was in Seattle, and it was pouring down rain. So it wasn't a, you know, great optimal driving conditions. Went down, took care of it, got it over to the guy, and took care of that customer. So that talks to both of the things that I just mentioned. Us giving thanks to a good customer and going above and beyond, right? And then secondly, that employee felt enough appreciation that they wanted to go take care of that customer. So if you can live in that world, not just the week of Thanksgiving, but all of the time, and appreciate your customers, appreciate your staff, man, you just leaps and bounds ahead of the people that are not acting in that way. In fact, you want good talent at your agency, act that way, act in that manner. And I think it hits home so hard with people that's a good thing. And this is the time of year when we want to, you know, it's holiday season. And as I was thinking about it from that customer perspective and then the employee perspective, at least us giving thanks to the customers and giving thanks to our employees, I thought, yeah, that's important. Let's talk about that. All right. Now let me just pivot a little bit into the other thing I was thinking about when it came to giving thanks is, are our customers giving appreciation or giving thanks to the agency for what the agency does? And I'm guessing for the most part, I mean, there's loyalty and there's trust with some of our customers, ideally all of our customers. But are they appreciative of the work that goes on that we do for them? We've all been to a party, we've talked to somebody and said, "Oh, I'm in the insurance space." And their response is, "Yeah, that's a ripoff. I've been writing checks for 10 years. I've never gotten anything out of it." Well, yeah, from that perspective, but that's not what you're buying. You're buying peace of mind. You're buying a professional agent that can take care of you. Do your customers know that? Do they know how protected you are? I teach insurance 101 to our new hires at Vertifor. And it's amazing the level of knowledge, or I guess a better way to say it, the level of ignorance about how important, especially personal lines insurance is. Well, obviously commercial lines, but I'm talking to consumers when I teach the class. They have no idea. You know, I'll ask the question like, "Are you fully covered?" "Oh, you're with Geico." "Okay, are you fully covered?" "Yeah, what does that mean?" I have no idea. Okay, they'll go talk to an agent. And they in that 2-hour session get an enormous amount of appreciation for what we do as independent agents and the value that we add as independent agents. And when I look at it that way, I think, are we adding that value to the customer so that they understand that? Like I said, the appreciation, the thank you, maybe some guidance and tips during the holidays, things like that. But does your customer appreciate you? Or do they just know you have a pretty good rate and if they call, you'll answer? So that, again, as we keep banging this drum over and over, but as we start planning for 2020, we start looking at the way we treat the situation and the relationship with our customers. Are we adding value this time of year? Are we giving them guidance through the holidays? Have you ever asked your customers, hey, what do you want from us as an agency? Have you picked 10 or, you know, even your best customers and said, hey, you know, we feel like we're doing a pretty good job. We're sending a newsletter once a month and we're checking in with you once a year, whatever that is. What are we not doing? And then they're like, well, we'd really love to have a quarterly check-in call. I'm saying on commercial accounts or something like that. Or yeah, we don't really quite understand different parts of insurance. If you did some kind of education or something like that, or if it was on your website, that would be awesome. Things like that. I'm just making up ideas, but that's how you get thanks and appreciation from the customer. And when I look at that, I think, okay, that makes sense. If I'm trying to be better, if I'm trying to make my agency run like a machine, and I want retention to be at obviously 100%. Well, nobody's going to have 100% retention. We know that. But how do I get as close to that as I can? And the way I do it is I go above and beyond so that the other side isn't just, the relationship I have with my customers isn't just, okay, you write a check and we'll take care of your claims if something goes wrong. Now that's great because that's really what this is, but go a level deeper. Get more involved with that relationship. Ask questions, give value, do things that are important. Like I said, we've all been to the party where the person's been like, oh, that's a rip. I paid way too much money for my insurance. It's because you don't understand it. You don't understand the value of when the house catches on fire or it's broken into, or when you get in that car accident, which we hope never happens. But when it does, we're there for you. And we've covered you because we're professionals. They need to understand that. And that's how you really tighten up that trust. This is all kind of a little, you know, squishy and heartfelt, but I think it's important. This time of year, when we're giving thanks, we want them to do the same thing. We want them to be thankful and know that they have peace of mind, that they are protected, and the person that I have on my side is on my side. So just a quick bow on that. We talk about giving thanks. We talk about giving it to our customers, giving it to our employees, and then creating an environment where our customers are giving it back to us. And that comes in the form of retention. It comes in the form of the loyalty and respect that you get, that then they start referring business to you, telling their friends about you. And that's, as we know, the best way to get business in this industry. Okay, now, quick shifting gears. Now we're gonna get into the kind of the meat, sorry for the pun, the meat around Turkey Day. Is all of the things that are a little different or maybe possibly hazardous during the season. So first and foremost, cooking turkeys, cooking meals, you know, smoking hams, all of these things. Let me give you a stat here. Thanksgiving is the number one day of the year for home fires, according to the National Fire Protection Association. So that would probably come from all of the things that happen on Thanksgiving. We're cooking 9 different things. We've got family over. We're distracted. Things are happening. There's things like, you know, turkey fryers are the number one culprit. Unattended ovens run a close second to that. All right, so here's some tips. And the reason I tell you this is you might know these, but here's a great list of things that you might want to send to your insureds. Here's that value we talked about. And by the way, a lot of this stuff is in a blog that we wrote, Vertifor wrote. So if you go to vertifor.com, resources tab, and go under blogs, there's a Thanksgiving blog coming up. If it's not up today, it'll be up by first of next week for Thanksgiving. And it's got a whole list of these things. It's got incredible information. Turn that around and start, you know, daily. Put a Thanksgiving safety tip up on your social or send a newsletter with all of this information or in that personal email that we talked about sending to your customers, put some of these tips in there. That's added value because we know in the insurance space how things go wrong most of the time. but your customers might not. So this is a great way. So let me rattle some of those off. Use your outdoor fryers and make sure you're far away from flammable surfaces like wooden decks, trees, and things that could catch on fire, even a car. Never operate the fryer when it's raining or snowing. I actually didn't know that one, so that one's good for me. Never leave your fryer unattended. Very important. Fully thaw your turkey before continuing to cook it. Very important. Follow the instructions on your fryer of how to use it. Duh. Then other things where people can get injured. Things like keeping your children, your pets, and house guests away from your ovens, your stove, your fryers. Things like that. If you're cooking indoors, it's not best to have people crowded around the kitchen while things are cooking because there's distractions at play. So these are all little things that you could do to send, like, those are bullet points. Boom. If you didn't write them down, go check out the blog. Send those to your customers. It is the season. It's the number one day of the year for house fires. People don't want their houses to burn down. Let's see if we can save some of that. Also helps your loss ratio. Another thing, I think it's another time. It's the time of year. We talked about this earlier. It's the season. There's more cars on the road, but it's also snowier. The weather conditions aren't as good. More holiday travelers on the road, plus more snow, more ice, maybe more rain. Maybe you had a couple too many eggnogs at the Thanksgiving party. Those are all the recipe for a disaster. Let me give you a stat that I think is telling of the time of season, not only the weather, but the distractions that are out there. There are over 700 deaths on the roads on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's combined. The average non-holiday or just typical day, there's about 83. So that is a lot. So here's other little tips. Again, things you could say to them. Are your vehicles weather ready? Have you changed your snow tires? Have you checked the tread on your tires? Do your windshield wipers work? Do you have an ice scraper in your car so you're ready to go? All of those kinds of things are very important. Don't drive when the roads are bad. I mean, even if you're trying to get to that party, that holiday party or that Thanksgiving after party or whatever it is, if it's bad out there, just stay home. Obviously, you all know these things because we work in this industry and we've seen all of the things that can go wrong. But again, great tips for your customers, and a great way to give thanks to them is by giving them value in this way. And also, you know, don't be in a rush. We got to get there. We got to be there by 5. Grandma's going to be mad, whatever that is. Reminds me of a story on a side note. Let me just digress for a second. So I'm a teenager. I'm one of the older kids at the Thanksgiving family gathering, and we have a bunch of little kids running around. You know, it's going crazy. But my grandfather gets the recliner out after the meal and goes full turkey coma on us. He is so asleep that we're like kind of, you know, literally yelling his name and he's not waking up, to the point where I went over and kind of shook him just to make sure he was still breathing. And all the smaller kids start throwing popcorn at him and doing all these things and being funny. We finally got them to stop. My point is, it's that time of year. It's craziness out there, right? That was funny. That was kind of a interesting night. But we all have those family gatherings. When you get in the car, when you're headed there, when you're heading back, just tell your people, tell your customers, just be safe. Actually, for all of us, we need to be safe too, because it's very distracting. Another thing to keep in mind, and this goes to the same thing, but it's your pets. It's a really stressful time for the pets that are in your house, dogs, cats, tarantulas, boa constrictors, I don't know, whatever you have in your house. But there's a lot of people running around. There's extra people, there's extra noise, there's distractions everywhere. Not only could the cat, dog, boa constrictor get out, but they could, you know, be in a bad position. Lock them up somewhere, you know, get them to a pet sitter that doesn't have 30 people coming over for the Thanksgiving. Don't leave them unattended, right? Just make sure that they're part of whatever's going on, or at least they're put away somewhere where you don't have to stress about it. And then I think if you think about those things, and again, if you didn't write these down, re-listen to the episode and write some of them down, or go to the blog that we have on our website, get that and get it out to your customers. The things I just mentioned, again, we all know them, but it's a good value add to your customers. And it's a great way to say thanks during this season of giving thanks. So that's it for today. I kind of told my stories. I kind of gave you my insure rant. I'm very, very thankful to have all of you listening, and I'm humbled with all of the support we're receiving. So just a quick mention again, next week will be that very, very cool replay of the video webinar that we did with where I hosted four guests on the topic of connectivity, and it's a very, very good listen. And then right after that, we're back to having great guests on. Remember to subscribe. Remember to send us a note. Follow me on LinkedIn is the best way. And send me notes. Tell me what you thought. Tell me what else I need to be covering. I've got other InsureRant topics coming up, but I could always use more. And always tell us who you want to hear on this show. We're getting great people. We're starting to get to the point where we get a lot of people reaching out to us now. So the momentum is there, but always thinking about new ways to help you out there succeed in your business and succeed in life. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in, and we will see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Vertifor Insurance Podcast, and tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertifor.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at Vertifor.